News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Fabulous week for a fabulous producer, Rob Center, taking great care of us all week long. We very much appreciate that. So thank you, sir. Thank you for all that. We'll see you during On the Mark as well. So all of that is very much appreciated. On the news line with us now, we're glad to say that a man who's turned out to be an infectious disease rock star, back on the line. Dr. Rutal Dalal is back on the line from UPMC Susquehanna. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in again.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I really do appreciate it. We have very much appreciated all the updates you've given us, and these are our most clicked-on podcasts, I think, because they're the kind of bare-bones interviews. Lots of good questions, lots of good answers, and so I think that's probably why they've been popular on our podcast page. Well, let's start out with this Omicron variant. Everybody's talking about it. How does one know if the... How do we as a nation know that the Omicron variant is what's making us sick?
Well, that's a very difficult question, and the only way to find out is through testing. And right now, per the estimates, like, you know, the CDC, what they do is, like, they have a sample size in which they pool patients together, and then they swab them, and then they extrapolate that data. So right now, more than 95% of cases are new cases are turning out to be due to the Omicron variant. And that's how they postulate that data. And the only way to find out, of course, is through testing. And the most common symptoms are still fevers, more fatigue, tiredness, myalgia, which means muscle aches, and headaches. So these are more predominant. Loss of taste and loss of smell are no longer seen. That was seen more with the Delta variant.
Okay, so back to this testing. This is not, when you say testing, you're talking about some additional test, not just the normal PCR test or an at-home quickie test or anything like that. You're talking about a lab doing a very specific diagnosis of the Omicron germ that's found in somebody.
Yes, absolutely. And that goes usually to the state lab. And, like, you know, whenever they find individuals who are completely vaccinated with boosters and all of that, and then they still get COVID, that's when they send some of these samples to extra sophisticated tertiary labs.
Does the Omicron fool tests more often or less often than other tests? I mean, do we get more false positives or false negatives with this particular variant?
Not really. Actually, this is more easily transmissible. And initially, we had a problem of false negative tests, probably going back a year ago. But now we possibly have 2-3% of false positive cases. But otherwise, they're pretty reliable right now.
All right, let's dig into symptoms. What's the difference between this and a common cold? We have some folks who say, well, I just had the worst cold I ever had, but I tested negative for COVID-19. So let's dig into what symptoms, what's the difference between a bad cold, maybe the flu, and maybe this Omicron variant COVID-19 disease?
It's very difficult to say, but the most commonest group which is being affected by this is between 30 and 50. And the predominant symptoms, the top three, are headaches, feeling tired, and having muscle aches, which overlap with the flu as well. So the only reliable way to do it, to find out, is by testing to know if you have the COVID.
And is fever as prevalent for COVID, or for the Omicron, as it was for the original or Delta?
No, not really. Only 12 to 20% of individuals have fevers. So it's more predominant, just feeling really tired.
Okay, so really testing might be indicated for folks that have the flu or a cold or or COVID-19. You just never know. All right, let's look at the idea of masking. I wouldn't say that we necessarily have conflicting remarks, but we're told the Omicron is super contagious, so an N95 or KN95 is a good idea.
I do agree with that, although there's no official statement out from the CDC, but something might come out very soon. But all the studies are revealing that, you know, an N95 or a KN95 would be definitely more helpful, or if you can't get hands on them because either they're too expensive or maybe the inventory is low, it's probably double masking. That would be a good idea to protect oneself.
I think the N95 masks are available now. I know our CBS News website has links there. Now, I haven't followed them and purchased any, but they do go to places where you can get the N95, so I think that may have come around a little bit. Okay, so let's suppose we get the Omicron variant. We used to talk about 3 to 5 days till you started to get some symptoms. If you get Omicron, how soon do you start to get sick?
I would say by around like 80% of individuals get sick by day 3, actually. So the incubation period does go down shorter by a day or two. And the symptoms can last anywhere from 10 to 12 days.
Okay, so that's faster than the rest of us. So this is kind of, it seems like you're is it true? You're less severely ill, but you get ill sooner.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree with that.
And you are less severely ill. That's an observation Lawrence's worthless science picked up along the way.
Yeah, it is. You are less severely sick. But again, we see many more people getting sick. So the denominator goes up. So eventually the scare is that can overwhelm the system. And then eventually you can see more hospitalizations. But it's true. It is less severe than the Delta variant. But again, we do not know the long-term ramifications of this. And second of all, it should not be ignored as a common cold, because obviously this is a little bit more severe than the common cold. And if you're unvaccinated, maybe you'll have more severe symptoms compared to an individual who is vaccinated and boosted.
All right. Once a year, I ask you a question that you don't know the answer to, and I think this could be that. With the Omicron, when are you contagious after your exposure? When are you first contagious? And when are you first detectable, where a test would detect it? So first, when are you contagious with the Omicron?
Well, so after you get exposed, you start having symptoms. Now, before you start getting symptoms, 48 hours before the symptoms start, you are contagious, and you are contagious at least for 3 days post the symptoms starting. That's when you're the most contagious, basically. And once you get exposed to the virus, it can take anywhere from 3 to 4 days. 80% of individuals get symptomatic between day 3 and day 4.
Okay, so therein lies the issue, same as we've had for the other versions of COVID-19, is you are asymptomatic, but you are contagious. And that is, of course, how this Omicron's getting around and how the whole coronavirus got spread throughout the nation. Have you followed how much of the U.S. population has gotten COVID-19 so far? I mean, we have to be getting near 50% or something.
Well, actually, yes, we are definitely more above 65%. And the newer cases, almost 95% of the new cases, when they are looking for the particular variant, already have the Omicron. So it is rising, of course. And then we're still peaking. And the thought was that by end of January, we will hit our surge. And then the hope was that, by end of March, we'll soon be on the other side of the slope.
Okay. You are contagious with the Omicron variant 48 hours before symptoms. You said that. When is it detectable by one of the tests that we can take? How soon from exposure till it could be detected by a test?
So the best time to do a test would be either on day 3 or day 4. So that's when the possibility of you being detected is the most.
Okay, so and by then you certainly are likely to start to get some of these symptoms that are out there. We know we can get COVID more than one time. So tell us a little bit of this about the science of immunity that either comes from a vaccination or from having the disease. Tell us about the immunity levels and fighting off Omicron or any other variation that's coming.
So far, studies are shown by the immunity either through vaccination or through infection wanes by day 90. And I have had patients who has not gotten even once, twice, three times. Actually, I've seen individuals getting infections three times so far since the beginning of the pandemic. So as you get exposed to the infection, there is a short-term immunity which the body's immune cells provide you, but as time goes by, and depending upon the intensity of infection, and depending upon the viral load, which means how much of virus enter into your body, the immunity ranges either from around 2.5 to 3 months. But through the vaccination, the immunity may last a little bit longer, because there's also something called memory cells, which are also activated. But again, as we all know, like, you know, the vaccination-related immunity can also wane by month 5 to month 6. And that's the reason why, unfortunately, we're stuck with the boosters for now. But obviously, the immunity which is given through vaccination is more durable, a little bit more longer-lasting. And obviously, that particular immunity, we know, is not going to cause any long-term ramifications so far, compared to somebody who gets it through an infection, and we do not know what the long-term sequelae are.
Okay, so regardless of whether you enjoy some immunity, whether from vaccination or from getting the disease, that wanes over time no matter what. Well, let's suppose you either got vaccinated and boosted 3 months ago, or you got the disease 3 months ago. Who's more immune, if anybody?
I would say, if you're talking about specifically about the three-month mark, the vaccine with the boosted will have better immunity, at least at that particular month number three mark.
Okay. Any additional truth that you wish to tell us? We're out of time, but we very much appreciate this. Anything critical? There's always good questions I leave on the table. Anything you'd like to add?
Well, I would just say that, you know, well, the variants will keep coming. We are marching into the third year right now with this particular infection. Typically, pandemics last of this proportion anywhere from 3 to 4 years. Eventually, we'll have to learn to live with this. But until we have non-immune individuals in our midst, be it through infection or be it through vaccination, if we have non-immune individuals, we're going to continue to keep seeing these variants cropping up. So I think we will eventually get some kind of herd immunity. But in the meanwhile, masking as well as vaccination and boosting is the only way forward. And as I said earlier, definitely N95 mask or any kind of mask with double masking is better to protect yourself. But anything other than a cloth mask is going to be more safer, especially with this continued new variant, especially the Omicron.
Yeah, you alluded to something important there, is that the N95 mask gives you protection as well, less so than a cloth mask or like I still wear one of the, you know, those blue surgical masks around all the time, and that gives me a little bit of protection, but certainly not as much as a KN95 or a 95. Thank you so much, Dr. Dalal. Very much appreciated. I know we're going to go through and talk to you again. We thank Tyler Ragnar up there. He's been a super help keeping us connected with you, and we'll talk again. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Dr. Rutal Dalal, Medical Director of Infectious Diseases at UPMC Susquehanna, has been on our show, oh, I guess probably about a half a dozen times, with his great, current, helpful information on COVID-19.